question from Puri Ashish Kumar Prabhu. What is the significance of touching one's feet? Also in ISKCON we have seen a practice of touching others' feet even if you push them unknowingly. Answer: touching a respectable person's feet is a way of offering respects and to that person, expressing humility from our side. This expression of respect can vary in different cultures. Some cultures it is bowing down, some cultures it is said taking off the hats is a means of offering respect. But in the Vedic culture, the physical expression of respect is associated with the understanding of how our physical actions shape our psychological emotions. So actually speaking, when we bow down, the physical positioning of ourselves in a lower position forces us to rethink from our normal egoistic, self-centered, little bit arrogant perspectives and actually become humble, just as if we lean back on an easy chair and cross our legs and say, I feel humble. We can't feel humble that way. It's very difficult. So actually physically going down is an expression of humility, which if we have humility, we express it. If we don't have it, by doing it gradually, we develop humility. So rituals like these serve two purposes. They are expressions of the essence and they are ways to reach the essence. They are expressions of the essence and they are pathways to the essence, both. Now, there is a deeper significance also within the tradition of touching the feet. From the point of view of karma, it is said that if we touch the feet of a saintly person, then the fact that saintly person is accepting obeisances from us indicates that in some remote sense, it is like he is accepting us as his disciple. And now, just as we know that the spiritual master gets the karmic reactions of the disciple, so in a remote sense, not in the same direct or intense degree as when there is a proper initiation which forms a formal relationship of guru and disciple, but in a generic or a broad remote sense, some similar relationship is established. And that's why it is said that if a saintly person's feet are touched, then the saintly person takes one's karma, or rather one gives one's karma to that saintly person. So that's why, because people have this attitude that by touching the feet of a saintly person, we can sort of pass off our karma to that person and we can become free from the karmic burden. Of course, the karmic burden we become free from when we actually reform our consciousness. And these sort of rituals are ways in which we can reform our consciousness. So just touching the feet doesn't actually lead to purification if there is no desire to lead a purified life after becoming purified. We can't cheat Krishna by just utilizing the rituals for our own purposes by neglecting the original purpose for which the rituals are made. But nonetheless, because people have this tendency to sort of dump their karma on saintly people, Srila Prabhupada in general did not allow or recommend that his feet be touched. No, except in special cases when he was very pleased with some disciples. And in general, the ISKCON standard is also that we offer obeisances from a distance. So when we see the spiritual master or we see Sina Vaishnavas, we offer obeisances by bowing down from a distance, and normally we don't touch the feet of senior Vaishnavas or for that matter of anyone. Now, some devotees may do it playfully, and that sometimes reduces to an exercise of frivolity, where what is a very sacred and deep ritual becomes just a playful thing where one devotee tries to touch the feet of another and another tries to touch the feet of the first. And in general, this is quite likely to degenerate the Vaishnav relationships down to a level of excessive frivolity, and that is best avoided. As far as if we say, if we accidentally touch another person with our feet, or we brush against or push another person, actually we don't touch the feet of that person, but we touch a part of the body of that person, and we touch that part of the body, maybe the shoulder or the arm, and then we touch that to our head. So that is a way of expressing respect. And okay, actually, when if I touch my feet to somebody, even if it's accidentally, then it's an expression of disrespect. So because I don't want to offer, I didn't intend to disrespect anyone, so I make amends for that by actually touching my hand to that person. So when we touch our hand to that person and then touch that hand to our head, the indication is that we are putting our head on that person, or rather we are taking that person on our head. We are offering our respect to that person. So it is a way of making amends for having unintentionally disrespected a person. We should not, in such situations, if we accidentally touch another devotee by our feet, we should not touch the feet of that person, because that may embarrass that devotee, and that may, as I said earlier, lead to a lot of unnecessary and undesirable frivolity in interactions among devotees. Thank you.